I'm Floyd Hall. In this Wonder Root artist feature, we highlight the recent Lines of Work project by bringing you some perspectives from the opening reception in the Wonder Root Gallery.
I'm Paul Root Walpe. I'm the director of the Center for Ethics at Emory. And I was part of this wonderful Lines of Work project with Centia of Georgia State and with Wonder Root, where we brought together artists and activists over dinner to talk about some of the really interesting intersections of art, activism, and social change around a series of different themes, including things like war and conflict and art and the human body. The conversations were incredibly interesting. People drew from each other's expertise. There were people there with a lot of different kinds of experiences and who did many, many different kinds of both art, visual, and performing art, and were involved in activism from hunger issues to issues of trying to solve poverty and homelessness. And the cross-fertilization of these two fields created some of the most interesting conversations I've heard. And I think also a number of wonderful collaborations came out of these dinners. So they were very, very successful, and I'm very pleased to have been a part of it.
Hi, I'm Henry Detweiler. I'm an artist, and I was a participant in the Lines of Work program with Wonder Root. So I got the opportunity to sit down with Doug Shipman from the I forget the name of the entire organization, but say basically a human rights museum that will be sort of all-encompassing. And he's the CEO of that, and they've broken ground on it and stuff. So anyway, I got to sit down and have a nice long chat with him. I know the sort of the pairings were pretty random as far as artists and activists, but we had a lot in common. We had a lot to talk about, and I definitely am fully supportive of what he's doing, and I think he had some things to say about what I'm doing in my artwork. So hopefully that will lead to working together in some capacity in the near future.
Talk about your coffee date.
So it was a cold December day. Doug and I sat down at Dancing Goat's coffee, and it was super casual. Neither of us really knew what to expect or like where the conversation was going to go. So it was sort of like felt very much like a blind date, which was a little funny. So it was just like making a new friend, I guess, over coffee. It was really nice. Like that's something I don't get to do in that exact way, So it was nice, pleasant.
Hello, my name is Robbie Astrove. I'm an environmental educator and arborist here in Atlanta, and I was asked to participate in Lines of Work. And I was really interested to be a part of the conversation, as a musician, as an environmentalist, as an activist. I was very just curious about the whole process of bringing people together in a kind of experimental collaborative model. It was really fun. I found myself in conversations and thoughts that I really hadn't ever imagined. So just by virtue of being in the room with certain people and talking about certain things and being abstract but also being very focused, it was rewarding. I certainly met someone who I never would have met before and just discussed. I mean, not even talking about working, but I just got to meet someone. And I think that was a really valuable thing. Is just to, this project aim was just to bring people together, not so much like force work on them, but just put creative people in touch with each other. And I really appreciate that about Wonder Root. And who knows what's going to happen? And I think that's what's also great about this project is just to celebrate the mystery of what's next, because there is something that's about to happen. But as I was explaining to Maggie, there's been a lot of just trust and chance taking, I felt like, for me personally, but maybe even the project, to have a narrow focus of where we're going, but really put it in the hands of a group and to be comfortable with it going in a place where nobody knows. And you don't really get to participate in a process like that. You know, so many businesses now and organizations, you know, they have strategic plans and they're very focused, and that's very needed and important. But there's certainly a value to discovery, creativity, and like I was saying earlier, celebrating the unknown. And I think Wonder Root's definitely working on that edge, pushing people with questions that maybe have no answer, but certainly got people engaged and thinking in the process. Perhaps that's maybe one of the most important things, is just to get people civically engaged, talking to each other, meeting people they never would have met before. And it doesn't matter that it was something weird or abstract, but it was the moment that we came together that was important, sharing a really amazing local organic meal together, having the chef talk about where the food came from, why it's important. You know, they could have served anything at that dinner, but they chose to have a lot of attention to support the local food movement. That's really important to me. I really appreciate that. That was cool.
So my name is Angel Poventude. I'm a CSX freight train engineer, driving freight trains, and I really enjoyed my participation in the Lines of Work blind date that Wonder Root hosted. I had a chance to meet Erica from Mint Gallery, and she and I had a previous friendship, kind of city-level friendship, but we didn't really know each other. And it was an amazing experience to be able to sit down with someone that's intricate in the art scene of the city. I'm more on the activist side of the city, although I do say my artist community and my medium is people. That's a very different kind of art than somebody that's working at Mint. And so it's really nice to be able to sit down with somebody from the art community and talk about what's going on in our city, both from an activist point of view as well as hearing the perspective from an artist point of view.
And talk about your blind date.
So it took a lot of time to organize our blind date because activists and artists are really busy. And so it was crazy how much like logistical planning we had to do because I was learning how to drive freight trains and driving freight trains. And there was like a lot going on with Mint pre-movement to the Youngblood space. And so our schedules, you know, it's kind of awesome and frustrating because the artists and the activists of the communities that we live in are really busy and trying to find that space to stop everything and just sit with somebody that you don't necessarily have an agenda with and just talk agendaless. You know, Wonder essentially had our agenda. So when they sent the email, it was like, that's a great idea. And then actually finding the time to get together was a lot more challenging. But it was amazing. It was like sat down. You know, we went to Park Grounds, and the folks at Park Grounds knew who we were. And so, like, it was family all the way, but it was that challenge of actually finding the time to get together. But, yeah, we talked about, you know, I'm rehabbing a home, and Erica lives in a home that she's rehabbing, hopefully, in the near future. And so we talked about challenges of home ownership. We talked about... you know, I run with a group of folks called the Radical Fairies, and so like my community of activism, not only being gay Atlanta, but also homeless Atlanta and trees Atlanta and Beltline Atlanta and all these different groups that I participate with. And, you know, her passion is her art, and it's been Mint, and now it's Mint / Youngblood. And so it's pretty amazing and interesting learning about, you know, a different part of the city that I'm not involved in.
For more information about the Lines of Work exhibit, please visit wonderroot.org. You can also connect with Wonder Root by visiting facebook.com/wonderpage or by searching for Wonder Root on Twitter and Instagram.